Tyrone. Shoot. If I had moves like Devin, I'd be cruising cross-court with Scottie Pippen. That's probably what the brother's gonna end up doing anyway, cause he ain't half the word man I am. Course, I probably been at it longer. He might get better. I said might. And who knows? Muhammad Ali was a boxer and a poet. Maybe it's time for another hoop man to rise to the occasion and show Shaquille he ain't the only word man on the court.
Lupe Algarin. Janelle's got a thing for Devin, but she ain't the only one. Last week, I seen some girl named Beth in here staring at him like he was chocolate ice cream she couldn't wait to spoon up. She don't even belong in this class. Come to think of it, a lot of extra kids been showing up in our class on open mic Fridays. They heard about the poetry, and they been coming to check it out. A bunch of teachers are getting mad at Mr. Ward with all these kids skipping their classes. Everybody's talking about it. Poor Mr. Ward. He sends students back where they belong when he catches them. Our class is big, though, and it's easy to duck down behind someone in the back of the room and hide. Sometimes we're halfway through the period before he notices someone who doesn't belong.
Besides her factory job, all she cares about is him.
She don't have Devin yet, but still she wants him all to herself. I know that feeling when you love somebody like that, and not just a guy. I love my Rosa. Rosa is so beautiful. I wish I could bring her to school. Mr. Ward would love her. Her toes are like tiny churros you want to nibble all the time. And I do whenever my big sister Christina has me over to babysit. She smiles more than she did before she had Rosa. Or maybe she's just happy to be out of the house. I would be. There's nothing for me there, that's for sure. My brother Tito left long ago, and then Christina. So it's just me now, with Mommy and her husband Berto.
Besides her factory job, all she cares about is him.
As for Berto, he's got no use for nobody's kids, even Mommy's. Why does she put up with him? All he does is belch beer and scream at her to bring him and his buddies more while they sit around playing dominoes or watching fights on TV. I bet Papi doesn't guzzle beer all the time, I often say to Mommy. You don't know what he does, Lupe, she always says. How could you? You were only 5 when he left. And he left on his own, Lupe. Pero, what did I expect? He was a jíbaro, through and through. He couldn't wait to get back to his precious mountains. And this is the man you love? But Berto, who puts food in your mouth, him you despise? Dios mío. I hate it when she calls Papi a hick, the way she spits the word out. I used to write him. So many letters, but he never wrote back. Why, Papi? There's nobody here to love me now. Mommy has Berto. Tito has his carnales on the streets. Christina has Chuch and Rosa, and me? Raul's been giving me the eye lately, but he can forget it. He's too much in love with himself. Always drawing pictures of his own face. What's that about? Besides, I already got a man. My Marco. Except Marco hardly has time for me, even though he claims I'm his woman, his one and only. Sometimes I say my rosaries and beg for someone to love. I lay in bed under the crucifix and pray till my fingers go numb on the beads. Lately, when I look at Rosa, I think I should do like my friend Gloria Martinez. I should make a baby of my own. Maybe that's the answer. I like Marco good enough. I don't want to marry him, but he's cute. We'd make pretty babies together, I think. I've always loved babies. When I was younger, I would wrap my doll in the lace from my first communion, and I'd show her off to all my neighbors. Mira, mira, I'd say.
See my baby? Isn't she perfect? And she loved me better than anybody because I was her mother. It was only pretend, of course. But if I had a real baby, she would love me like that. The way Gloria's baby loves her. The way Rosa loves Christina. I saw Gloria and her baby in the grocery last night. I waved to them, and all the time I'm thinking, Gloria, you have no idea how lucky you are.